ship access procedures. That is complete. Please enter your digital access code.
Access granted.
You're listening to Everything's Gone Grey on Retro Forward Radio.
Bond. James Bond.
I know how to hurt.
Welcome back to the show. Raised here as usual. It is Sunday, April the 1st, 2007, also known as April Fool's Day. But be sure to scare the shit out of a bunch of people, or put whoopee cushions or tomatoes on their seats when they sit. Horrible things happen, and you laugh. And all is well. Everything will be super. Anyway, the song you just heard... Oh shit, as I bumped the mic. The song you just heard was a cover of a Van Halen song called Dreams. From John Kerry's campaign, he used the song for a little rally thing. Not a bad choice, I must say. He also used Beautiful Day by U2. But anyway, the show is not about American politics, it's about music. So anyway, yes, that was Heavy Dance doing Van Halen's Dreams. And before that, we had a track off of Community One, which was Captain Black's take on New Order's Procession. And before that, a little bit of Bond with The World Is Not Enough by Garbage, which of course was the theme song to the movie The World Is Not Enough. But if you couldn't figure that out, that's pretty damn sad. Anyway, speaking of Community, I just got word that Community 3 is actually starting to get together here, which is pretty damn cool. It's a little bit soon after Community 2, but I think by now we're all pretty much ready for it. I got a couple covers down that I'm going to be submitting, and I look bloody well forward to it. So Community 3, it officially starts in... wait, where's the date? July. So have a cover ready by July. Awesome stuff. Okay, so back to the music now. This is Autosuggestion by Joy Division.
Outside. chance to step outside. Lose some sleep and say we tried. Meet frustration face to face. So lose some sleep and say you tried. So lose some sleep and say you tried. So lose some sleep and say you tried. Say you try.
And welcome back. That was We Are Glass by Gary Newman, which is a first to the show, surprisingly, because he's pretty good. But anyway, before that was Drifting by Lycia, and before that was Autosuggestion by Joy Division. Good times. Now, for those of you who don't know, I went with my dad to go see Eric Clapton when he came here last, what was it, Thursday? To the MTS Center here in Winnipeg. And my god, what a show. One of the highlights, of course, was the song Cocaine. He took an awesome sub-4-minute song and turned it into an insanely good 10-minute song with all the improvisational guitar and shit. So, all in all, Eric Clapton rocked my improvisational sock. Yeah. That's not even funny. So why did I say it? Anyway. I mean, really, rocked my improvisational songs. But whatever. He did rock my improvisational songs. So you know what? Fuck it. That's where we're going with today. Or rather, what we're going with today. I cannot talk today. I really should not be in radio. And although I suppose I guess I'm technically not. 11 grand to be a fucking bag. Anyway, speaking of Eric Clapton, thought I'd throw a curveball at you and actually play the song Cocaine by Eric Clapton on the show, just because it's such a damn good song. So here you go. This is Cocaine by, once again, Eric Clapton. Enjoy. We'll be right back. Cover of Shell Shock, which of course is a New Order song, by Baby Shaker, off of A Tribute to New Order, released from Cleopatra Records. Good times. Before that was The Grid doing their song Roller Coaster, and Cocaine by Eric Clapton. Awesome, awesome stuff, as usual. Now, we got some bad news for Joy Division fans. We all know that The Killers did a cover of Shadowplay, which most New Order onliners know is fucking brutal, for the soundtrack to Control, which of course is the biopic about the life of Ian Curtis, who was the lead singer of Joy Division. In light of that, unfortunately for us fans, I've just heard that Avril Lavigne, and I'm not even shitting you, is going to do a cover of a Joy Division song from the Control soundtrack. Yeah. How the hell does that fit in with anything? At least the Killers can say, oh, we got our name from New Order, whatever, their video for Crystal. But Avril Lavigne has nothing to do with Joy Division. So that actually irritates the hell out of me. But you know what? What am I gonna do? What can I do about it? Seriously. There's no point in bitching about it. Well, actually, there is a point, because it's fucking horrible. But it's fine. One more interesting little tidbit here. Rush has announced that they may actually... Well, they haven't announced, but there are rumors saying, circulating around, that they may actually be returning to Winnipeg for their upcoming tour. Now, those of you who don't know, Rush vowed never again to tour Winnipeg because some fucking idiot in, like, the 70s or something threw a bottle on stage, and I don't know if it hit one of them or if it missed one, but whatever. You don't fucking do that at a show for guys who are coming to play for you. And so Geddy Lee said, fuck it, he's not coming to Winnipeg anymore. So. But I suppose they've finally forgiven us, which is good. And so here is a cover of The Spirit of Radio off the tribute album Subdivisions.
We'll be right back.
And that's our show. And in case you couldn't tell, most of the news today, except for the Rush thing, believe it or not, was complete and utter bullshit. It's disabled from this. Well, bye.
I'm sorry, the file you downloaded has been corrupted.
Now, just like the one-player game, it starts off with the story sequence, but this time it shows both the Double Dragons, Billy and Jimmy Lee. Or wait, Bimmy and Jimmy? How'd they make a mistake like this? Bimmy isn't even a real name. How did this happen? They didn't even proofread this shitty game before they released it? Bimmy and Jimmy? I'm sorry, I just can't get over that. Bimmy and Jimmy. There's a typo in a Nintendo game. Let alone a fucking Double Dragon game, and it's the first screen.